And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great guest for you here. It's Captain Bruce Smith from East County Bait and Tackle, as well as a podcaster now on his own bass show and a whole bunch more stuff. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, San Diego. Cellathon means big savings, great selection, and only 6 days to save. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now through July 8th and get offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. It's the Ford 4th of July Cellathon, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. But hurry, these offers absolutely end July 8th. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com. The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer, or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What today? What a fun day today is going to be.
Yeah,
great having Bruce in here.
Yeah, I was walking in front of Fisherman's Landing this morning watching the searcher unload some giant bluefin.
Man, grade has been just unbelievable. So nice.
Yeah, it's not quantity, it's quality.
But yeah, and this week saw some really fun fishing of all size. You know, nighttime, you know, big nighttime hits, and then finally this was a week where there was a lot of just good old daytime. Take a sardine on 40-pound and a small hook and fly line behind the boat, and if you pick the right bait at the right time, you got a bite on the fly line. Like, there was some good fishing to be had. There was limits to the daytime. There was limits to the nighttime. Yeah. There was big ones. There was 30-pounders, everything. It was a really fun week.
Coronado's Islands went off yesterday.
How cool is that?
The calico bass fishing there and on the coast. It could be epic. I don't know.
Have we ever
seen calico bass fishing like this?
You know, I want to say that we have, but this is phenomenal.
It's pretty phenomenal.
You need to get out there and jump on a half day boat.
Oh yeah,
and they're just, and it's limit style calico fishing, and they're not small.
No,
there's some grumpies coming over the rail.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah,
and I hate to start the show this way, but we have some sad news to report, and that's Captain Mike Keating passed away from his battle with cancer. I believe day before yesterday. Was that what it was, Bruce?
Yes, day before yesterday.
Yeah, Spirit Adventure, Mike was, you spent a lot of time with Mike, right?
I listen to him on the radio, a lot. I've worked with him a lot from boat to boat in the same group,
Yeah,
he's such a legendary guy in our world, and like just that, you want to talk about the, you know, such a highliner guy who did it the way that Mike's way, you know what I mean? No beating your chest, no, hey, this is the best, and non-braggadocious, but a killer.
Absolute killer. The funny thing is, you know, I talked to Loomis about it, or, you know, a long time ago, obviously, and he made the point of that you never see a Spirit of Adventure shirt. Like, you never see come on the Royal Polaris or the Fortune or whatever boat.
There's no flash to it.
But it was the fact that once you got on the Spirit of Adventure, you didn't leave.
Right.
You know,
you could see Spirit of Adventure shirts on the Spirit of Adventure, but that was it.
Right. And he ran full. I'm not saying that he didn't run full. No. That guy ran full all the time.
And you were saying it was a long-range charter boat, which is so unique. Not open party. You couldn't buy a ticket on that boat.
No, he ran very few limited or open party trips.
Yeah.
All charters. And that... You know, it's easy to sell a half-day trip, relatively easy to sell a half-day trip. And but when you get to those 5, 6, 8-day trips, I mean, you're forking over, the charter master is forking over a lot of money to get the boat online.
$70,000 to get the
boat. Yeah, and to get the right group of people. Sure. Well, that's what he did.
Yeah.
He was booked as a charter long-range boat.
And he ran every trip, you were saying.
He was on the boat most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah. And then Muerto there.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yeah.
The second. And they were
amazing guy. You know, the amazing thing that I remember about Mike is he's a neighbor of mine. And I used to see him towing his 21-foot skiff down to the lawn tramp all the time. He was a voracious sea bass hunter.
He was an assassin.
An absolute assassin. And into, like past ages where people like do that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And he was good at it too.
There's few people that you feel like they can just slip into the water and just go get one at will.
Yeah.
Like that was one of those guys. You know what I mean? Where it's just like that's such an extreme pinnacle for guys in that world. And like Mike was one of the guys who was a
like
true waterman.
Randy Toussaint and him. Yeah.
Buzz is good.
Yeah. Buzz is good. Yeah. But Mike was
JJ,
really
like,
good. Yeah.
But yeah, like you know, there was that was just one of those guys that like that wasn't a you know going and getting a big one wasn't a pinnacle thing like that was Wednesday
but he was a stud and a super good guy and just everybody he ran into was just like he was just super friendly and super going to be missed and very high condolences to his wife and kids there
for sure
very sad day in the sport fishing industry, the passing of Mike Keating from the Spirit of Adventure. Another thing note that a lot of people didn't know about was Tom Flager.
Yeah.
Tom Flager passed away a few.
You told me this morning.
Yeah, Tom Flager passed away a few weeks ago, and Tom, of course, a legendary fisherman, did the Flager Institute of Environmental Research, amazing philanthrophist, a guy who had it all, and he had beautiful boats, but he was hardcore. He was a hardcore fisherman, and he loved to pursue his passion, which was his passions were fishing and helicopter skiing or snowboarding, right?
Surfing at Clipperton.
Surfing at Clipperton. He was a waterman. He was an outdoorsman. He was a pretty amazing guy. And talk about a guy, you know. And here's a good example of why we got to enjoy our life while we can. Here's guys that had it all, and cancer took them both.
Yeah,
and
it's sad that
disease is so devastating to so many people. But
Tom Flager, he handed a spot off to us one day at Guadalupe Island. I was running the shogun. I had the Lumberjacks on from
You
probably know the Lumberjacks, but I had them on, and we were sitting there, and he had been sitting there for over a week, chumming fish, looking at sharks. He was tagging sharks.
Yeah.
And he called me up and said, "Hey, you want to slide over here?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll slide over there."
Why not?
Those fish hadn't seen a hook and line in over a week, and he'd been throwing bait.
And they'd been being hand-fed for a week.
Yeah. It was nuts. We pulled up, and we didn't even slide back on the anchor, and we were just like, ugh, you know, umbrellaed for 3 days.
3 days?
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy.
It was so good.
It was like I have to thank Tom Flager for that.
Yeah, that's a good one there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So how many years did you run the shogun?
13. Well, Norman and I.
And then you were running sport boats, your own boat, for how many years?
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years on the Fortune.
You spent your time.
And I drove a little bit on the Royal Star. I drove it back and forth from Cabo. I didn't run a trip on the Star, but mostly on the driving boats. It was the Shogun and the Fortune.
And what are you doing now?
I sold the business.
Yeah.
I sold the Fortune a couple years ago, and then now I'm guiding. And
piloting a much faster boat now.
Yeah, a little bit.
For freshwater bass.
Guiding for freshwater bass at BAS Outdoors is my website. And then
BAS Outdoors.
Yeah, those are my initials, BAS Outdoors.
Very good.
And then I work at East County Bait and Tackle a couple days a week. Yeah, and enjoying the family life.
Yeah,
I got my daughters and wife. We live out in Lakeside, and we go fishing. And the girls are super busy with their high school and college now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How old are the girls now?
19 and 17.
But you have them hooked on fishing now, right?
Well, kind of.
Kind of. As they get older, right?
Yeah,
they'll
go
younger.
Fishing if Dad asks them to go fishing.
Oh.
And Audrey, a 19-year-old, she's out. She's doing her thing. She's at the beach. She's got her car. She's doing her thing. But Ava is still active in the SoCal Juniors.
That's awesome.
Bass Club.
Competing a little bit.
Competing, and she's done really well in the past. So we're looking forward to next year.
Yeah.
And, she had a third-place finish at Otay this year. And in the past, she's actually won her division overall Angler of the Year and then also come in third one year.
Explain the juniors, tournament series. It's really cool, how it's put together and, driving the boat and the competition amongst the juniors and everything.
The big thing about the juniors is that, it's limited to 40 kids, unfortunately, because of the way that it's set up. And it's set up that we have all volunteer boaters, but the kids don't have to find their own boats. Like back east and everything, this is the only place in the United States that we volunteer boats. So we have to come up with 20 boats. Sean Hallwater comes up with 20 boats each time, each tournament, and then we take two kids. It's a draw, random kids, and we take them fishing for the day. They do a tournament, and we bring them back. They weigh in their fish. So the lake permits are paid. Everything's paid for the kids. Well, once they get into the club. And the boat's paid for. I mean, they just jump on the boat and go fishing for the day.
And guys like you or whoever else, they're volunteering their time and their boat and their knowledge and hopefully putting their junior anglers on great fishing to then, but it's just the juniors that are competing in the tournament and get some fish.
Yeah, we just drive the boat.
I love it.
Yeah.
God, it's amazing. And so you spend a couple days a week at East County Bait and Tackle helping people.
Yep.
You've got, I can't believe the resource of having you at East County Bait and Tackle. A guy wants to go to the lake, and here come Captain Bruce, or if he wants to go out on the Shogun or one of the other boats, having a resource like you there, it's like, hey, Bruce, what do I need, right? Yeah. I mean, my gosh.
They usually just come in for shiners, but,
Yeah, you don't need to out here use this, right? Yeah, I can imagine that's a tremendous resource for the guys.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to be back in the tackle shop.
I'll bet. That's cool.
Interact with that interaction.
Yeah.
And I'm sure great for the guide business, and one helps the other.
Yes.
You're bringing guys into the shop, and the shop guys are stoked to find a local guide. Yeah, everything about it's awesome. I love it.
It's all a circle.
And then you're teaching people, you're guiding bass fishing, teaching people to improve their skills in bass.
Yeah. Take them out, go bass fishing, try to get them on some fish. There was actually somebody who asked me if I could take them out and teach them how to use electronics. So we're looking into that now.
I'll bet.
Forward-facing sonar is a big, steep learning curve.
That thing is amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah.
You have it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You can't compete without, right?
No, you can't.
Can you be tournament competitive without having that?
I would say no.
Yeah.
At this point, you're not going to finish in the top.
What is it about forward-facing sonar that changes the game?
Well, you can see them. And it's funny because, you see individual fish and you can target those individual fish, but it makes you so much more efficient. You can go up to a rock pile and you have your waypoint set, but you still have to search for it in maybe 5 casts, 10 casts to find that rock pile on your waypoint.
You mean find it by casting a lure at it
feeling it.
My lure's in the mud, I didn't hit it there. My lure's in the gravel, I didn't hit it there. Okay, that feels like
rock.
Right,
so now more to the right.
Yeah.
Or whatever, yeah. So with forward facing, you just go up to the rock pile and you see it. It's okay, it's right there. And you can cast to it first cast.
And not only do you see it, but you see it and there's fish set up on it. Yeah. And they're on the left side of it and they're suspended a little more than I thought they would be.
It's like running past a kelp paddy that doesn't have anything on it.
That's a great example,
like,
right?
You know if there's 5 yellowtail on it, well, on your sonar, side scan sonar on a sport boat, you know if there's a huge school on it, or if there's one fish, or there's no fish.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. Now it's on a freshwater lake, and it's actually much more detailed, but on the bass boats.
Yeah.
But Yeah, it's the same.
But
same.
You have to know how to use it.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's
oh, yeah,
key,
yeah.
Right?
That's
yeah.
the thing.
How much
yeah.
did the learning curve get
the
shut down by being...
Well, it takes a couple weeks for you to be out there and to know what to expect and know what to look for and then decipher what fish look like and which fish are which, carp, catfish, bass, crappie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how much did a lifetime of... running a sonar on a sport boat will shorten your learning curve of, you know.
It totally did.
That's what I mean. What a great teacher to, you know, I mean, this, you know, Bruce isn't new to looking at a sonar, you know, it's something you've done every day for years and years and years. I mean, it's got to shorten the curve on a forward-facing sonar on a bass boat.
Some of the other bass guys, you know, they complain about it. Oh, you're just looking at the fish and you can see him. I'm like, man, I've been doing this for 30 years, 20 years.
Yeah.
I've been looking at the fish for 20 years.
Right, look at that.
You know. Yeah, way before this ever came out.
Yeah, so, but that's like a great opportunity for somebody that buys that electronics.
Oh, man,
like,
totally.
Just charter you for a day
and
go out and see here. I'll shorten your learning curve big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so what is it about bass that has turned on Bruce Smith? Captain Bruce Smith, who's caught virtually everything there is. He used to be, Bruce, I went fishing with you at Pyramid Lake, and we used to catch giant trout, right? And and do that. You've fished in mountains and lakes and oceans and all over the world.
Long-range extremes.
Yeah.
Got a couple of world records at Clipperton.
Yeah.
On IGFA,
fishing the fly, legal. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, fly fishing.
What is it about bass that's got you so wired up right now,
It's a fly fishing thing, but for one thing, it's in our backyard.
Yeah.
And we have phenomenal, we have good lakes. Now, everybody, you know, blah, 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 you know, gale caps, water falling and this and that, but that's just us on a daily basis. When you look at the whole scheme of things, our lakes are good. We got guys coming down from the Inland Empire, sure. Orange County, and L.A. to fish these lakes.
Yeah.
El Cap and San Vicente. And, well, you know, it's going to happen. We try to keep it on the down low, but I'm trying to book trips here too.
Well, we have, of course, a lot of listeners in LA and California. No offense to you guys, you're welcome to our lakes. Yeah,
but it's super intricate, and it's as complicated as you want to make it. And of course, I'm weird about that stuff anyway.
Yeah.
I ask the guy that used to ride the Fortune, man. I get deep into how to catch them, and I try to notice all the small things, and bass fishing is, there's a lot of small things to notice.
Yeah.
So, along with fly fishing, too, you know.
So, are you fly fishing for bass, then, too?
I could. I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've taken several people out to do that.
Uh-huh.
It's super hard.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard is one thing. So, but there's certain times of the year right now you can get them pretty good.
Really?
At Otay, they're busting on shad and stuff.
Uh-huh.
All the lakes right now, it's funny because the saltwater thing is just crazy going on. Well, the lakes are also crazy going off. It's very good fishing right now at a handful of our lakes.
Yeah.
Otay especially.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that time of year where they're coming up on shad and busting, and you can go out and literally catch 30 to 80 fish a day.
On what?
It's like Barrett fishing.
The thing that's so cool about that, though, you know, you were talking about the thing that drives you about bass fishing is you can go out and catch 30 or 50 fish in a day if you've got them dialed and you've got the right thing to throw at them. But that's what's so fun about it, because you could also go out there that same day and watch them, like...
And watch somebody catch 30.
It's a full phone.
That's why you need to hire
a crew. That's what I'm saying. Like,
to go take you out there and say, here's what you use,
you could roll on scene.
Go visit them at East County Bait and Tackle.
You fish busting all over the place, like, oh, we're going to cream them. And like, if you don't have the juice, like, oh, no, you're just going to watch it go down.
Yeah.
And Bruce is a boat away from you catching them on every cast.
Yeah,
but that's the draw. Like, it's being on top of what that thing is or how to fish that thing or, you know, knowing that it's got to be faster or slower or it's got to be a clear one, not a brown one. Like, what, are you kidding me? You know, like, but that's the draw.
If you're a fly guy, though, you want to go out and catch saltwater bass, now would be a good time to do that.
That too.
They're around.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. So again, what's the draw for Bruce? What is the draw to bass fishing that you're just so deep into it?
Oh, I love it. I've been doing it all my life.
I kind of took
a break every once in a while. I take a break and this and that. And in the last 5 years, it's tournament fishing too, and winning.
Yeah,
I love to place high in tournaments.
Do you see yourself going on the big circuit at some point?
I would love to.
Really?
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking those steps too to do that.
The
next steps, fishing the
Western
Outdoor News, the bigger tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing that's cool about it too is you can make bass fishing whatever you want it to be. Like, it can be an easy day on the lake with a bobber and a shiner, mm-hmm. or it can be the most tech, you know, forward facing sonar, a hot new lure. But there's other thing, you know, there's the community that goes along with it, like the tournament and club scene is, you know, that exists where it kind of doesn't on the saltwater side of things, and like you're competing with your buds, but then afterwards everybody's at the launch ramp, you know, jaw jacking and having a hard time, and like you can kind of get out of it whatever you want, you know, from a super mellow day to, you know, you're just tweaking out because you don't have the right one color shake and the guy next to you does. It's like, how could that possibly be a thing? And this lake is dead no matter what, but you come tournament day, like, someone figured out how to catch them. Like,
yeah,
you know,
there's always somebody that's got
something wired that's completely opposite of what you thought was the thing.
It's such a different world.
Cool. Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, challenging. So this week's Western After News had a article about the city lakes. Anglers, Citizens Voice heard another San Diego City Lake closure threat gets neutralized. You were a big part of that, Bruce, and I know you and Jim Edwards and a lot of the guys.
Tom Lowry and David Seberg and Rob McGargle. And, we went in front of the city council. We got an email campaign, a massive email campaign. We made contacts with the city council, Marnie Van Wolburn. We made contacts with Joel Anderson, his office was the one that finally stepped up and helped us out and came up with the money that we were looking for, which was $59,000, kind of a drop in the bucket, and it's all in the grand scheme of things, but the city council wasn't going to give it to us, and we went and talked to them, and we face-to-face, emails, the whole nine yards, which opened the door for us. And when I say us, I mean the Friends of San Diego Lakes, which has a Facebook page. And if we could just get everybody... Friends of San Diego Lakes. If everybody would click on that, they get all updates and whatever that we're doing. Because we're not stopping.
And the city council isn't stopping either.
No. Yeah. They're looking towards next year's budget already, you know, and seeing what they could cut. And it's just like the lakes are low-hanging fruit, you know. Yeah.
They want to do is they just want to close them so that they can save money. But isn't that counterintuitive? Because there's fees that we all pay when we go to the lakes.
And I wish I could get into this. It goes into a general fund. And actually, no, we don't spend enough money at the lakes to pay for the lakes.
Okay.
There's other costs to the lakes that you probably don't see, like getting the bathrooms maintained.
Yeah, and supervision and all.
Trash and the people that work there. And,
right.
You know, paying them. So there's a lot of cost to the lakes, and everybody thinks, well, the lakes just went up in money, in price, but that still doesn't help. And they said, well, just raise it again. And then in our talks with, like, the deputy director of the public utilities department, and they're like, well, we don't want to raise it again because then we're not going to have enough people. Then we're going to lose people going to the lakes.
Right.
So that was their reasoning for not raising the prices again, but just cutting. And then what they were going to do, their plan was this time, was to cut El Capitan for a month of January, cut Hodges another month that it's already closed, and then cut every Friday from Sutherland was their plan. And it was... I lost my train of thought.
Yeah. So, basically, they're trying to trim it down so that there's not a lot of access. And here it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here it is. We, as citizens, pay taxes, pay their salary. And this is a resource that we want to use, and they're saying, no, you can't use that.
And the economics of it, too, like in East County Bait and Tackle in January, we lose East El Capitan for the month of January. It's going to be slow.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, there's kind of guys going to get their hours cut. There's not,
losing jobs.
Economic impact with the lakes closing is going to hurt.
It's not just
fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not your recreational thing. It's the whole thing. They're, you know, the gas pumps, everything involved.
Absolutely.
The city council, the main issue with the city council is that the lakes are in the county.
Right.
And the city council is in the city. They have three lakes. They have Hodges, Murray, and Miramar. Those are the only three lakes. They're all city lakes, they're in the city.
They're in the city.
Those lakes are in the city. So if they close Murray, they don't allow anybody to walk around Murray or fish Murray, then Raul's going to hear about it, the city council person for that area. He's going to hear about it. He's going to lose his seat because he closed Murray.
Yeah.
Well, if they close El Capitan, El Capitan's in the county. There's
nobody on the seat.
There's no voters and constituents.
Yeah.
So they can close it without any problems with the city council.
Yeah.
And then the people that are the most upset about the county lakes being closed, you know, all the bachelor, or not the most, you know, but a high percentage of those folks, you know, live in the county.
Yes.
Well, it's not being voted on in their district. Yes. It's a city matter,
right.
You know, but it's a county use thing.
See what I mean
it's a vicious circle.
Yeah.
But you have a podcast where you talk a lot about this now.
Oh, right? Yeah. We do. Yeah. And I keep it, I'm definitely keeping it local. It's San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast, and it's on Spotify and YouTube. But we talk about these things extensively, and I bring in the local guys, the local hammers. Oh, I'm trying to get them, you know.
That's awesome.
Had Randy Lewis on, had Jake Evans on, had some guys that aren't, well, Jake is. Like, everybody knows Jake.
Yeah.
But Randy kind of flies under the radar kind of guy. And he has probably won more money than anybody here in the last 20 years. And I had him on. I'm like, hey, how you do it? You know, we talk about these things.
And every different lake, too. You know, like, some person could be a specialist at this place. But Randy Lewis, go to any lake.
Diamond
and
out.
Catch him. Yeah.
Wow. So, but that's kind of, you know, the podcast is important because you talk about specific reasonings why they need to keep these lakes open.
Yes.
And it makes it a public forum so that the politicians say, hey, wait a minute, this could cost me votes. And
well, yeah. It's an election year.
I better vote for this because
I'm not gonna, you know, Joel Anderson helped us out a lot. It is an election year.
Yeah.
Is it an election year?
Yeah, totally.
So he's looking at, like, you know.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. I'll scratch your back, you scratch ours, and I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, I'm right.
He's got my vote.
San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. On Spotify and YouTube.
Yep.
All right, check it out. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Captain Bruce Smith.
No doubt. You know, we had so much fun the last time with Bruce was on because it was such a mix of, you know, hey, remember our big yellowtail and the Shogun? And then also, hey, I want to go bass fishing at El Cap. And just such a wide range that a guy like Bruce covers. It's going to be a great show and so much fun this morning. And if you want to join us, man, we would love to hear from you this morning. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on the phones, or send us a text. Man, the text of the show gotten so popular already. A lot of great texts have come through. And again, if you want to text in your questions to the show, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. You can catch all the archive shows. If you miss a hot tip that Bruce had, you can fire back up to the app and catch it. You can listen to it on your way home. It's a great way to stay in touch with Let's Talk Hookup. And again, it's your only way to text in your questions to the show. And when you do, make sure you include your contact info because we are giving away a killer prize at the end of today's show. And that prize is going to be eligible to every caller that gets on the air or every text that gets read on the air. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show, determine whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. And what a prize it is. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a $100 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle. How cool is that?
Yeah.
A shopping
go spree. In there, hang out with Bruce and the guys over there and super group of people over there, and they have both fresh and saltwater gear.
Yeah,
so you can pretty much get anything.
So East County is owned by the same guys as Damon Landing,
right?
So yeah, we have a lot of
Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle
and Lemon Grove,
Damon Landing, East County Bait and Tackle.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So it's good people.
Yeah,
and so you have inventory.
Yes, huge inventory.
Yeah,
there's so much stuff in that store.
Yeah,
and one thing about ECBT, like, it always has been on the cutting edge of things, and that's one thing that sets that part of shop is, like, and they're just always in front of things.
Mike is always looking for new stuff.
It's awesome.
And he's always asking us, hey, what'd you hear about? What's this? What's that? And he's always bringing in quality JDM stuff,
right.
and big swim baits and high-end rods. So,
Mike is a bass geek.
Mike's good.
Yeah. I mean, I fish with him down at
Picasso's. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And, man, he knows his stuff.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show. Again, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the number. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePressi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on Earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin, tuna, and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal-use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, ULoan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time here this morning. Well, that didn't take long. Phones are packing up for Bruce.
Yeah.
We still have one line open. If you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090.
You had a $100 gift card.
Yeah.
To East County Bait and Tackle. You can go hang out with Bruce and Mike and the gang over there and buy some bass tackle or saltwater tackle. Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks to Steve and the gang over at Dana Landing for providing that $100 gift card. And also thanks to you, Bruce, for coming in this morning. Lots of good stuff coming through today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Phones again are packed. Again, if you want your shot, it's 213-432-1090.
Let's jump in the phones.
You got it. We're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from Old Town this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. This is Mike. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Captain Smith. I was on Let's Talk Hookup Seagrass trip this week. We just returned yesterday.
Awesome. Hey, right on, Mike.
I'm sorry you had to deal with Tony P the whole week.
For real.
Well, he was pretty cooperative. You know, he was a pretty good host.
Good. Yeah, good.
But I didn't get along with anybody, so it was okay.
Good.
But, you know, the Old Town fishing was kind of slow. You know, the first day, the weather was nasty, and the Old Town were pretty uncooperative. Fishing overall was pretty dismal. But I think one of the high points of the trip was Rosie's crew down there at Seagrass Sport Fishing. But, you know, they were pretty awesome. You know, everybody was friendly, they were helpful, there's really, you know, hospitable, you know, group of people down there. They were great. But, you know, I think that was, you know, one of the key things. But, you know, the first day we were out there, the seas were kind of rough. The yellowtail wouldn't cooperate. We were trolling mackerel out there and, you know, just didn't catch much at all. Second day, the weather was better. You know, we were trolling the Apollos and, my buddy and I caught a yellowtail each. We went out on the lee side of the island. I caught a 33-pound halibut. And the third day, the weather cleared up. Yeah, that was a good fish. I was fishing a dropper loop with a mackerel, and, you know, it felt like it was stuck on the bottom, but I could feel a head shake, and finally I got it, you know, up off the bottom and got it in the boat. But that was good fish.
Well, that's great, man.
And then, there were some sea bass caught, and I know the first day, even in bad weather, Tommy P said they had 460 calico bass for the day, he and his partner.
Oh,
lots
real.
Lots of guys. And I heard that Jeff from Sushi in a Row right. was teaching the girls how to make sushi, which is really cool. So that's such a fun spot.
I got to talk to Jeff yesterday about it, you know, and he was saying the same thing, that it was, you know, the numbers maybe weren't like insanity, but good fishing, you know, just like Mike was saying, but the quality was tremendous. You know, their big yellow was 37, and they had multiple fish over 30 pounds, and Jeff and his gal went down there for the first time, and she hadn't done a lot of fishing, and, you know, her introduction to catching yellowtail was being at Sir Cedros and pulling on mid-30 pounders. And,
yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
like the, yeah, it just sounded like a great time.
But here, you know, and talking to Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Sport, he brought his boat up from Cabo, and he said the water was 51 at Turtle Bay.
Oh, no kidding.
So, something rolled down there. And Turtle Bay isn't far from Cedros, so
no,
I'm sure there was an influx of cold water there, and that can change pretty fast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, with the Keller Canal, there's so much water moving in and out.
Yeah.
It could just change, current yeah. can change, and pull in a bunch of warm water from the outside.
Because you know they live there, but it's just a matter,
leave.
Yeah, they don't leave. It's They're just there. A matter of getting the right water conditions, and I'm sure that'll change
yeah.
pretty quick.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but thanks for the report. Glad you had fun. Sorry the fishing was a little slower than normal, but glad you had a good time.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Well, I had a fun text come through. It says, hey, what a great show, guys. Question for Bruce. I'm a saltwater guy, really want to get started in freshwater fishing. Can you give me a go-to rod and reel that'll be a great starter set for fishing San Diego City Lakes? What size line should I be looking? I'm looking for a moderately priced outfit.
Yeah. You know, I've been working with iRod a lot lately, and they're a fiber series spinning rod. It's a 702, I believe. And so that's what I use for my clients and it's for drop shots and it's kind of soft.
Say it again. It's a what?
It's an iRod 702.
iRod, and that's the manufacturer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's iRod. He manufactures bass rods and inshore rods.
Okay.
He's Matt Newman from up north, Thousand Oaks area. Super good guy. Really easy to work with. His rods are moderately priced.
I was going to say that like fits that description Jeff was talking about too. They're not cheap bucket bargain rods, but they're also not hundreds and hundreds of dollars either.
Yeah, you're looking at $100 for the rod. And
you guys sell them at ECBT?
Yeah. And then and the Shimano Sahara or the Sedona, one of those spinning reels. It's great.
Really
I love them. They're cheap.
What size?
Sub 3,000.
$3,500, $3,000.
Yeah,
to get you in the ballpark.
Yeah. What pound test?
Loaded up with 10 or 12 pound braid, and then put a short top shot of like 10 pound on it.
Uh-huh.
8 to 12. You can go. That's the thing about braid is you can just you can put in whatever top shot on it. You can put a 6 pound top shot. You can put a 15 pound top shot on it. But generally, it's like 8 or 10 pound drop shot. We're talking drop shot for the most part, maybe thin cincos, that kind of thing. But
why such light braid? Why 8 or 10 pound braid?
Oh, so it casts so much easier.
Oh, it does.
And it doesn't break. 10 pound braid, it'll cut your hands trying to break it.
Yeah.
You know, so it sinks fast. You know, it's just everything about it's just, again, just like fishing 50 pound braid, 65 pound braid compared to 100 pound braid when you're dropping down to 400 feet for a bluefin tuna.
Yeah.
Or 130 pound braid and 100 pound braid. You know, it's going to sink a lot more faster.
Yeah.
So much faster. Well, it's a lot more accurate also just pared down.
Yeah.
Instead of using 15 or 20, 25 pound braid, even though it's thin, it's going to. It catches a lot of water.
Makes a lot of sense.
And you can cast further.
Yeah,
for sure.
If you're a guy like Jeff that's wanting to get into it and, you know, like you said, be moderately priced, want to do, is that lighter spinning outfit, is that the number one get a bite outfit for a San Diego City Lake?
100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. When I take guides out, or people out, clients out, and that have never fished, I put that in their hand with an 8 pound test and a thin cinco or a drop shot, a 6 inch worm on a drop shot, and we catch fish.
And you're going to get a bite.
We catch fish every day.
I was just going to say, and you'll get a bite with that setup, whatever lake you pick in San Diego.
And probably a margarita mutilator robo worm.
Huh.
Yeah.
A margarita mutilator robo worm.
Yeah.
With a head or just on a hook?
A Texas rig drop shot. Or a Yamamoto thin cinco in a green pumpkin, black flake.
Man,
I think it should bite.
Learn a lot going fishing with this guy.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Hey, so it's an iRod. What's the model again?
I want to say it's a 702, but my number might be wrong.
And then
it's a 7 foot 2 power which that's where the 7 foot C702 comes in.
Oh, gotcha.
The 7 foot two power fiber series.
And two power is like the flex in it.
Yeah. And that's like, the two power is the flex.
Gotcha.
It's the one.
Just the one. And a Shimano Sedona spinning reel with
Or the Sonoma.
Sahara.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Captain Bruce Smith, of course, being Coast Guard certified captain, has to know all the safety stuff. So here's an interesting thing.
Get your celestial navigation hat on here.
Rule of the road coming up.
Brian in Fountain Valley has a question. He says, I just got a small 18-foot center console, and what are the top two or three safety items that I need to invest to go offshore fishing?
Life jackets.
Yeah.
Number one.
For sure.
You know? And so go to the Coast Guard website. They're going to give you a list of stuff that's recommended. Since you're an uninspected vessel, you'd still need some items, and it's going to be
handheld flares,
a whistle, some kind of noise making device, which a whistle works very well. And life jackets, fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguishers, even on
need
a small
a red
boat.
Flag.
Yeah. Well, now, what's the red flag for?
Just to get somebody's attention.
Gotcha.
So that you don't have to light a fire on the boat to get somebody's attention.
Right.
So you have a flag. Right. You can get a lot of these things at West Marine.
Yeah.
You know, and you can get all of them at West Marine.
Sure.
I should say. You know, you go into West Marine and get all these.
Yeah.
And go into the first aid or the safety department of that, and they'll get it for you.
What about on a lake?
It's basically the same thing.
In fact,
I probably go a little bit overboard because I have two fire extinguishers and I have the whistle and the red flag and an extra life jacket and whatever. But you have to have those things as a minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you just made me think, I don't have a fire extinguisher on a new boat.
Oh, my goodness.
I better put one on. Well, I just got the boat.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
They're cheap. Costly, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
$30.
Yeah.
And one that you can get to if you need to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
you want to have it
multiple
wall-mounted.
Yeah, easy to find.
Easy to find. And you always inform your passengers of where all this stuff is. It's kind of funny, you know, like, oh, okay, can you swim? You know, get that out of the way. Are you able to get back on the boat if you fall off and I'm knocked out? There's the electrical switch is right here in case the motor is on fire and I'm incapacitated. You can turn off the electronics or the electricity going to the fire, that kind of thing. You have to give them a basic rundown every time you leave the boat, every time you leave the dock. You know, of just how it goes. And then that's whether it's on a lake, an inland valley, inland lake, inland waters, on the bay, or if you're going 50 miles offshore.
Yeah.
You should tell your passengers what's going on and how just the basics of the boat and how it works.
Good stuff.
And on your 18-foot boat, you need to have, whether it's required or not, you need to have a VHF radio, whether it be a good handheld.
When you're going offshore,
You know what I mean? Like, you gotta have, you can't rely on your cell phone working.
No.
Like, yeah, even that Pyramid, that was one of the things is, you know, because I used to take a boat up to Pyramid for a while, and it was like, you gotta have a VHF.
We're just
Channel 16.
And do people listen to it? At Pyramid?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The Ranger Station has
on
all the time.
Oh, okay. Because that Pyramid can get rougher than an ocean.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so small.
And like in a second, in 1 second, too.
The waves
right?
jack up.
Yeah.
And it's different directions. The wind can come 20 miles an hour this way, and 30 miles an hour the other way, and like in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I know it sounds dumb, but like we're just like entering a generation of new boaters that are just so much more cell phone savvy than the generation of the previous. You know what I mean? And it sounds dumb, but like there's a generation of, you know, young kids at, you know, high school, pre-high school that are now getting boats and going offshore that, like, the cell phone is, like, a different level of communication than it was when I was a kid and a much different one than you were a kid and so on and so forth. That, like, you'd be surprised at how many people, like, you know, I'll talk to kids in the shop saying the same thing. Well, like, oh, no, we don't even have a radio. We just call our buddies on our cell phone. It's like, well, it's not just about sharing information. Like, if you're in trouble and you're a little ways offshore, your phone doesn't work, you know.
Yeah. No, you need to have your safety. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. We're also going to check in with East Cape Smokehouse, find out what's going down on the water. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun. and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. Let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They've become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on down south. And our Baja Report with Chris from Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina is on the line. And I've got to tell you, man, if you like fishing for tuna and you're not using gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. That Nautilus Circle Hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And for big fish fishing, that Nautilus HD, the perfect hook. Tough enough to handle a big fish, but not an oversized gauge wire to slow your bait down. Both come with a ring or non-ring. You can see your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. A lot of gamakatsu available at East County Bait and Tackle.
Yeah.
Between the freshwater and the saltwater and superline hooks and the brand new Nano Alpha, like, there is a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
If you catch that gift card, you can do some serious gamakatsu damage at ECBT. Hey, we got the man on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Pedro, Rick, Captain Bruce, buenos dias.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
How's the fishing in the East Cape?
Well, the song remains the same, boys. It's all about yellowfin tuna, roosterfish, and striped marlin. Man, oh, man. It's limits on tuna every day if you want them, and usually by about 9 or 10 in the morning, guys are done.
Jeez.
And then they're heading in and maybe targeting some wahoo or some roosterfish. It's a lot of fun, and guys are coming to the docks early full of fish. So out there, the tuna are about 20 to 30 miles offshore between Los Perillos and, say, Punta Reina, a little bit down to the south. And everything from, you know, cedar plugs, suchis, sardinas, they're biting on everything. So guys and gals are having a great time tuna fishing. And as I said, most sorts are coming in with limits. We've got one of the best rooster fish bites I can remember, you know, great size and quantity, just right there, mostly down off Punta Reina and around the bend there at El Rincon in the bay there. But man, oh, man, so many big rooster fish being landed. And then rounding out, they're still catching a bunch of striped marlin out there, which isn't unheard of. But, I mean, we had, for instance, we had, Vaquera had 4 days of limits on tuna by 9 in the morning. And then until yesterday, we had some clients that wanted to just stay inshore. They caught some really nice amberjack, rooster fish, had a great day out on the water. But, yeah, most boats are, again, just coming in with limits every day, guys. So it's,
Sounds really good, I may be telling the record,
but it's great.
So we're just a couple weeks away or a week away from the Dorado shootout at Palma de Cortez. Are there any Dorado to be had?
You know what? Very few and far between. Ooh. And it's strange because we've had such a great Dorado year. So, yeah, I'm getting a little bit nervous, but I'm sure, you know, once all those boats go out and start targeting, I'm sure that it's going to change. But, you know, we're going to have to start seeing some here shortly, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. And I'll bet you're busy at the smokehouse.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's I'll tell you what. To be honest, the tuna are on the smaller side at the moment, but there are some big ones mixed in. A buddy of mine, I think it was last week, caught a 160-pounder, but most of them are in the smaller range. But, yeah, the crew's staying late, and that's a good thing. It's a good time. It's a good run of fishing right now, guys.
For sure. And, of course, you have that beautiful boat, the 35 Cabo Vaquera. And if somebody wants more information, chartering Vaquera for a day or a few days out of either any of the resorts down in the East Cape or coming to the smokehouse for your fish or, of course, the best place to have lunch and dinner, the Smokies. How do we find you, Chris?
You know what? You can reach us right now at vaquerabaja.com, and that's VAQUERA.com, and we will take care of everything you need to have taken care of down here. So give us a shout, and we'll be happy to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Great report. Chris Moore from the East Cape Smokies Curing and Cantina Company, East Cape Smokehouse, and, of course, Vaquera. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
I'll look forward to it, guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
We're going to jump right back into the phone. Packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Bruce. And this time we're going to talk to Jim. He's calling us from National City this morning. What's up, Jim? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted a couple of things, if I could. You got to throw Tommy P's name in there for fighting for those city lakes. You know, Tommy, he loves that bass fishing. And a couple years ago, he informed me about that city lake thing. And we all know when Tommy, he's like a little pit bull, man. He gets into something, he's going to take it all the way down. But, and also that East County Bait and Tackle Shop, awesome. That's an awesome bait. Well, I'm not worried about the saltwater side, but the freshwater side at East County Bait and Tackle, awesome bait shop. Awesome. It has everything you need there for bass fishing. But my question is for, Rick, I'm going, I think they call it a reverse day and a half trip. You leave Sunday night at 5 and come back Monday night at 5. I know you're going to tell me I should bring that 100-pound test outfit, Rick.
Jim, I think you should bring everything you got, man. Like, it's biting right now. Yeah, I on a trip right now, you'll want to certainly be prepared for that big fish. There's been a lot of it. You know, we looking out of the world headquarters this morning, we see a lot of fish in excess of 100 pounds going to the processors this morning. So, for sure, you want to be prepared with an 80 or 100-pound two-speed outfit. And then with that also, there has been some, I don't even like to say smaller ones, because the smaller ones have been 40 and 50 pounders, but you know, not 100 pounders. So if you had a 100 pound outfit, like a 50 or 60 pound outfit for fishing a sinker rig, and then maybe like a 25 and a 40 pound fly line outfit, that would probably cover you on everything you were doing.
What are you setting right people up with, Bruce?
Oh, it's the same thing.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah. Because I'm all about the plunker fishing in the middle of the day. I love it. So I'm 25, 30, 35 pound when you can find it, 40 pound line, 40 pound fly line, but you have to be ready for the nighttime.
So there's something wild that's going on right now that Bruce would be like the perfect guy to get to talk about because he's in the freshwater world where it's very commonplace, and there has been a lot of fish caught these last couple weeks on these tungsten jigs, you know, like dart style lures, you know, basically Colt Sniper knockoff ish style jigs, but they're they're made of tungsten, and that has been
I was wondering when that was going to happen.
Hugely popular and like very
what's the advantage of
very
that?
Very successful. Well, Bruce can comment on it better than anybody, but like tungsten is a very dense, very heavy material, so you can have something that is the size of an 80 gram Colt sniper, but it weighs 180 grams, you know, or something. So it sinks real fast and it sinks real straight, but it's still real small, you know, especially when they're eating small bait. Which
and how much is that 80 gram tungsten jig, Rick?
I mean, that's why I want Bruce to get to talk about it, because tungsten is very expensive. You know, a non-rigged Colt sniper size lure is going to run you around $60
for one. Is that the whole case?
That's
or just one.
That's for one lure.
With
no hooks on it.
With no hooks on it.
Yeah, and I mean, you know how this bluefin fishing goes. It's not uncommon to put a $20 pair of assist hooks on it and a couple of dollar heavy-duty ring. I mean, you know, they're like $70, $80, $100.
And the nice.
You've got to pay to play.
Yeah. Like, everybody normal, you know, we all look at that and go, hey, you've got to be kidding me. Except for guys that are hardcore freshwater bass fishermen or turkey hunters who, like, you know, the high-end...
Or been doing it for years.
The high-end turkey loads are tungsten and, like, all the tungsten stuff in the freshwater world. It's like, it's not... Half again is expensive. It's five times expensive, but
it works.
Man, does it, dude! Yeah. Like God, I mean, it's the difference maker.
It's game changers.
Like, yeah, totally. And it's not every time. It's not every trip. I say the same thing to everybody. Like, man, you caught plenty of fish with a blue and pink Colt sniper before anybody knew what a tungsten lure was.
Right.
It's not like that thing.
You don't need it.
That thing didn't stop working. Like you don't have to have it. But boy, there's no
when
denying.
If you want the best.
When the condition
is the best. Yeah, yeah.
If you want to take that question out of your head, it could be working better.
This is what you could do. Okay, when you're bass fishing, you use tungsten. Tungsten.
Yeah. Tungsten jig
fly
heads,
fishing.
Tungsten.
Yeah, everything.
Drop shot weights.
Yeah.
Tungsten beads on flies sink faster.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, all that.
Yeah. And you feel things different. Like, I mean,
it's harder.
If you cast a tungsten jig and you're using that jig to not just catch a fish, but also like feel the bottom, and you're dragging it across mud, and then you drag it across a rock, like it telegraphs, like it's painting a picture in your hand. Like,
right.
You feel it.
Right. Yeah, it's cool.
Yep.
Tungsten. What's next? Gold?
I don't know, man. It feels like it's already. Let me tell you.
Hey, a great text here from Roy in Lakeside. He says, good morning, guys. ECBT has come through for me on so many occasions. They have great selection of saltwater tackle on top of their giant selection of freshwater tackle. He's given an ad for ECBT here. So. I even had 80 pound put on my reel the night before an offshore trip. If you are in East County, don't hesitate to poke your head in, pick up some of the last minute supplies before your saltwater trip. And that's a good tip, because we always talk about ECBT being the spot on the way to lake and stuff like that. But you have a lot of saltwater stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what is the percentage of saltwater versus freshwater there?
Oh, I'd say 70-30.
Freshwater
80-20
to salt.
Even.
Freshwater to saltwater?
Yeah, freshwater to saltwater.
So it's mostly freshwater.
Yeah, Yeah. They cater to the lakes.
That's. And you specialize in a lot of stuff that you cannot find anywhere else.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a key.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know whenever we do a trip down to the Mexican lakes, which is about the only bass fishing I do anymore, I hate to admit, but it's like, got to go to ACBT because they have the stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not just the stuff, but the stuff that was happened this week.
And that they know.
And then, I mean, I swear, I know every time I come in there, because I'm the same way. Like, I don't get to go bass fishing once a week. All the guys who work in there are so forthcoming with information. It's wild. Like, they really are. You know, I mean, this is the hot thing that, you know, if they kept in their back pocket, they'd have it that much better. But, like, it's just not that way in there. And it's, you know, this is how we're fishing, and this is how we rig it, and taking the time to show you how this new rig is put together.
They're on the pulse.
They
of what is going on.
Yeah.
All the kids in there, they all fish. You know,
hardcore.
Mike is like multiple times a week. A lot of them are Santee Lakes kids or whatever, or if they're, you know, there's a handful of us. Jay Sabaron works there now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, big fish Jay, and who used to run skiffs out here for still does for Swordfish.
Wow.
But he's working there now. So yeah, it's the crew there has like I said, they're on the pulse of the fishing and the cutting edge of what's going on, and they'll tell you most everything.
Yeah, I mean,
most everything.
Anything that you get broken off is better than nothing. So, you know, I've always
get a piece.
That's all you need. Yeah, I've always been
so impressed.
Because, you know, if we send you out to go catch fish, you're going to come back and
100%.
Absolutely.
You know, have a good report on the radio.
Yeah. So if somebody goes fishing, if somebody charters you, you could give it all?
I generally throw down the juice to my clients.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give it all.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll tell them how to go fishing. I'll tell them what's going on.
All right.
For sure.
Cool. I still
think. If they're paying me to help them out, I make them sign an agreement saying they're not going to tell anybody.
No. Don't share this.
That doesn't seem like a bad idea. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing, Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details. If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever-drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever-drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.